Welcome in. Today we're doing a beginner-friendly Ableton Live lesson, but with a very specific drum and bass goal, using hotkeys so you stay in flow and you don't break the vibe to go digging through menus. Think about D&B for a second. You're auditioning a ton of drum hits, chopping breaks, duplicating 8 and 16 bar sections, resampling bass, and throwing an automation for tension and little drop moments. If you're clicking through menus for all that, your creative brain gets interrupted constantly. Hotkeys aren't just faster, they keep you in the creative zone. Quick note before we start, I'll say control, but on Mac that's usually command. If a key is different, I'll call it out. Here's what we're building as we learn the shortcuts: a tight 16-bar D&B sketch, clean kick and snare, hats with groove, a chopped break layer for jungle flavor, a simple resish bass that we resample to audio, and a basic arrangement, intro into groove, a mini fill, and a drop hint. Step 0. Set up your workspace. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for modern D&B. Now, 3 navigation keys that will save you all day long. First, tab switches between session view and arrangement view. You will use this constantly. Second, shift plus tab toggles between device view and clip view, so you can bounce between your instruments and your MIDI editing. Third, Control or Command plus F is your browser search. This is how we load devices and find samples without scrolling and hunting. Also, one extra coach habit, add escape to your muscle memory. Tab, Shift Tab, Escape. That little triangle keeps you from getting stuck editing the wrong thing. If something weird happens when you hit a shortcut, 9 times out of 10 it's because the wrong thing is selected. Escape, click the right lane, then do the shortcut again. Alright, step 1. Create your core drum tracks fast. We want 3 MIDI tracks: kick, snare, and hats. Use Control or Command Shift T to create a new MIDI track. Do that 3 times. Now rename quickly with Control or Command R. Name the first kick, press Enter. Next snare, Enter. Next hats, Enter. This might feel like admin, but in D&B you layer and duplicate constantly. Clean naming early prevents total chaos later, when you're arranging and resampling. Step 2. Load drum rack and place hits using the hotkey workflow. Click on the kick track, hit Control or Command F, type drum rack, press Enter. You just loaded it without browsing around. Now search for a kick sample. Again, Control or Command F, type kick, or type the name of your favorite pack. Audition in the browser preview. Once you find something solid, drag it onto a pad in drum rack. Now create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Depending on where you're working, you can double-click an empty clip slot in session view, or double-click in the empty space on the timeline and arrangement view. Either way, create a clip and make sure it loops for 1 bar in clip view. Let's talk hotkeys you'll use constantly while programming. B toggles draw mode. This is your hat rolling machine. Control or Command D duplicates notes or regions. Control or Command 1 and 2 zoom in and out so you can actually see what you're doing. Control or Command 3 folds the MIDI editor so you only see notes that matter. And then underrated one, the 0 key disables selected notes. It's non-destructive. You can create variation without deleting anything. Now program a classic D&B backbone. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Kick on 1. And then add an extra kick around 1.3 if it fits your vibe. The exact placement can vary, but the point is, keep kick and snare stable. That's your anchor. The roll and movement will come from hats and ghost notes. Step 3. Fast hat rolls and groove. Click the hats track. Load either drum rack again, or a simpler with a closed hat. I'll keep it simple. Search for a closed hat sample, load it, and make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Hit B for draw mode and draw 1/8 or 1/16 hats. If you want it more rolling, go 1/16. If you want space for the break to breathe, start at 1/8. Now, let's add groove. Because D&B that's perfectly quantized can feel stiff fast. Two shortcuts here, Control or Command selects all notes in the clip. Control or Command U quantizes. But here's the teacher warning. Quantize is not a make it good button. Use it like a hammer only on the parts that should be rigid. In D&B, quantize the kick and snare tighter. Let hats and ghosts keep some swing. Open the groove pool and grab something like MPC 16 swing. Then apply it to the hat clip via the clip's groove chooser. If you're not sure where groove pool is, that's okay, just know the concept. You're giving the hats a feel template. And remember, Control or Command Z is your best friend. If you push groove too far and it gets sloppy, undo and dial it back. Step 4. Add a break layer for jungle energy. using hotkeys and slicing. Create an audio track with Ctrl or Command T. Rename it break using Ctrl or Command R. Now search for a break, Ctrl or Command F and type Amen, Think, or Break. Drag it into arrangement. Click the clip and make sure warp is on. For drum breaks, Beats warp mode is usually your safest starting point, because it preserves the transient punch better than some other modes. Now the fun part, slicing. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Choose Transients if you want it to slice based on the actual hits. That will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices. Here's the workflow gold. You can now trigger break hits like a drum kit, and make fills insanely fast using Duplicate and Disable. Duplicate a bar with Ctrl or Command D. Then select a few sliced notes and hit 0 to disable them. Instant varination. No regret deletes. No over-editing. DNB mix tip. Keep the break lower than your clean kick and snare. Let it add grit and movement under the design drums. Step 5. Build a simple heavy bass with stock devices and resampling. Create a new MIDI track with Ctrl or Command Shift T. Rename it bass. Search and load Waveeatable with Ctrl or Command F. Type Waveeatable. Enter. This audio version is shortened for playback.